The role play will last for about 5 minutes. Don't worry if I stop you when the time is up. Can you start the role play, please?
Hello, I'm Tom, the attending nurse. I'm going to ask you a few questions, but first, can you confirm your name and age for me, please?
Jane Smith. I'm 45 years old.
Jane, I understand that you had an accident at home. Can you tell me what happened?
I slipped on the wet floor while getting out of the shower and fell. I must have hit my head on the bathroom floor pretty badly because I lost consciousness.
I see. Do you know how long you were unconscious for?
Yeah, my partner found me about 5 minutes after I fell, and that's when I came to.
So you hit your head and lost consciousness for about 5 minutes. Can you describe how you have been feeling since regaining consciousness? Have you had any nausea, for example?
Yes, I've been feeling nauseous this whole time.
Right. What about dizziness? Have you been feeling dizzy?
Yeah, quite a bit, ever since the accident.
And any headaches?
Yes, my head hurts pretty badly and the pain hasn't gone away.
I see. Now, I would like to ask you about your memory. Have you noticed any difficulty remembering things since having the accident?
Not really. I can still remember everything that's happened recently. But I was just drinking some juice earlier and I noticed that I couldn't taste it. I'm really worried about it now. When will the doctor see me?
Very shortly. For the moment, try not to worry. Trauma to the head can sometimes cause loss of senses, such as taste or smell, but this is usually temporary. I realize how unpleasant your headache, nausea, and dizziness must be, but these should also pass with time.
So, what happens next?
Well, after examining you, the doctor will order all the necessary tests to assess the severity of your injury. How does that sound?
Okay, what sort of tests?
Most likely a CT scan, possibly an MRI, and they will also check your reflexes.
Okay, but I just need you to hurry up and arrange these tests now. I'm really afraid because when I was young, I played a lot of sport and had a few concussions. I'm worried that another concussion could mean serious long-term problems.
I can see that you are quite worried, and I understand how scary this must be for you given your history. But try not to think the worst. The doctor will be along in just a few minutes to examine you, and rest assured that they will run all the necessary medical tests to rule out any possibility of long-term damage. Do you have any questions?
Well, no, but I've been waiting here for half an hour now, and who knows what's going on in my brain? I could be bleeding. I need to see the doctor right now. I'm really worried this fall may have caused long-term damage.
I understand how you feel, having suffered a number of concussions in the past. However, you're talking to me now. You're coherent and not disoriented. These are all good signs. So please try not to worry.
But do you think it's likely that there'll be any long-term brain damage?
Well, it's best to wait for the test results to know anything for certain. The results will determine the next steps in your treatment. The doctor will be here any minute now, and you'll be able to ask any questions, okay? In the meantime, is there anything else I can do to help make you a bit more comfortable?
Maybe you could give me something for the headache and the nausea.
I'm afraid I can't give you any medication until the doctor examines you. It won't be long though, and as soon as the test results are in, you'll be prescribed appropriate treatment, including painkillers. For now, it's essential that you remain calm and rest until the doctor gets here. Can you do that for me, please?
Okay, I'll try.
Do you have any other questions or concerns?
No, not really.
Okay, well.
Thank you. That's the end of the first role play.